Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estala with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 16th of September, the 260th day of 2024, with 106 days remaining on our way to 2025. At the end of the week, we in the northern hemisphere of our Earth will experience our once-a-year autumnal equinox, the astronomically official event featuring our sun rising due east and setting due west for everyone on Earth. The only other time that happens every year is during the vernal equinox. Early 20th century co-founder of Imagism, T.E. Hume, tells us this about the upcoming season in his poem titled Autumn. A touch of cold in the autumn night, I walked abroad and saw the ruddy moon lean over a hedge like a red-faced farmer. I did not stop to speak, but nodded, and round about were the wistful stars with white faces like town children. Heavenward tonight in the southeast sky, our waxing gibbous moon keeps company with the planet Saturn, and just after sunset tomorrow night, September's full moon, known as the harvest moon, since it is the full moon closest to the autumnal equinox, will rise to provide plenty of light. Alternate names include the corn moon, the leaves turning moon, the moon of brown leaves, the yellow leaf moon, the falling leaves moon, the child moon, the mating moon, and the rutting moon. The 2024 State of Maine Fall Foliage Forecast says the vibrant colors of autumn are beginning to emerge and that this summer we had an abundance of sunshine with just the right amount of rainfall to set the stage for a breathtaking foliage season, noting that the cooler nighttime temperatures and shorter days enhance the progression of color. Meanwhile, our backyard garden is providing ample quantities of ripe tomatoes, eggplants, and jalapeno peppers to fortify our lunches and suppers. Today in 1620, 30 crew members accompanying 102 pilgrims boarded the Mayflower in Plymouth, England. The pilgrims had signed the Mayflower Compact before setting sail for America, where they would found Plymouth, Massachusetts, and officially become English colonists. Today in 1782, the Great Seal of the United States was used for the first time. Today in 1830, Oliver Wendell Holmes wrote the poem Old Ironsides in tribute to the 18th century USS Constitution. Today in 1848, slavery was abolished in all French territories. Today in 1901, French painter Paul Gauguin settled in Outuona in the Marquesas Islands. Today in 1908, carriage maker William C. Durant founded General Motors in Flint, Michigan. Today in 1953, the first movie in CinemaScope premiered, The Robe, directed by Henry Coster and starring Richard Burton and Gene Simmons. Today in 1998, the Basque separatist organization ETA announced an indefinite ceasefire after 30 years of terrorist guerrilla attacks in Spain that were blamed for 800 deaths. Today in 1924 in New York City, Betty Bacall was born to Executive Secretary Natalie Weinstein Bacall and businessman William Persky after Natalie had gone into labor in a movie theater. Biographer Ed Morrow tells us that by the time Betty was 6 years old, Natalie and William were divorced, with Natalie truncating her last name to simply Bacall. Natalie worked hard to provide her daughter Betty with a stylish life, including attendance at an expensive private school augmented by private dance lessons. Young Betty was a sensitive girl when she and her Romanian grandma, Sophie, listened together to King Edward abdicating the British throne for Wallace Simpson. Betty and her grandma cried over how romantic it seemed. Betty had a crush on Leslie Howard and idolized Betty Davis, whose scenes Betty Bacall reenacted with friends. High school plays encouraged Betty's dreams of acting, but when her uncle Charlie arranged for her to meet Betty Davis, Betty Bacall was over the moon. And although Davis spoke kindly to Bacall and encouraged her, Davis also warned, "Be sure it's really what you want to do with your life. It's hard work and it's lonely." Afterwards, Bacall wrote Davis a gushing thank you letter, to which Davis replied, "I hope we meet again sometime." In 1940, Betty Bacall entered the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, where she dated aspiring actor Kirk Douglas, and a year later became a model in New York City's garment district and was an usher at a local theater, introducing herself to Danny Kaye and Vincent Price when they played there. They encouraged her. She also worked at the USO's Stage Door Canteen and sold a theatrical newspaper on a street corner, which became yet another venue for her to introduce herself to theater people, and in turn to benefit from the advice they would provide. By 1942, she had won a walk-on role in a Broadway play and had added an extra to her last name, an extra L to her last name. Next in succession came another role, a Harper's Bazaar magazine cover, and Arrival in Hollywood, where she changed her first name to Lauren, became a star and the wife of Humphrey Bogart, whom she had met on her first film, the 1944 To Have and Have Not. Years later, Lauren Bacall wrote of her mother, Natalie, "Her eyes shone when she looked at me. She always made me feel like I could do anything once I made up my mind. I respected her and I loved her. If she but held my hand, I felt safe." Today is also the birthday in 1098 of German Benedictine nun, mystic, and composer Hildegard von Bingen. In 1387 of English King Henry V, in 1823 of American historian Francis Parkman, in 1875 of American department store founder James Cash Penny, in 1880 of British poet and essayist Alfred Noyes, in 1883 of English poet T.E. Hume, in 1888 of English engineer and founder of Bentley Motors, W.O. Bentley, in 1889 of American journalist and founder of the Associated Negro Press, Claude Albert Barnett, in 1898 of American jazz vocalist Chick Bullock and of American children's author H.A. Ray, in 1914 of American TV host and candid camera creator Alan Funt, in 1925 of American blues guitarist and vocalist B.B. King, in 1927 of American actor Peter Falk, in 1930 of American actress Anne Francis, in 1942 of American guitarist Don Preston, in 1944 of American rocker Betty Kelly, in 1948 of English rock drummer Kenny Jones, of American rock bassist Ron Blair, and of American tennis player Rosemary Casals, in 1949 of Ed Bagley Jr. and of American actress Susan Ruttman, in 1952 of American actor Mickey Rourke, and in 1956 of American magician David Copperfield. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with a word in edgewise. Here's to the 13th and therefore the last full week of summer, and to the 38th week of 2024.